We've just completed the emergency ASEAN foreign ministers meeting on the earthquake in Myanmar and Thailand. It was an opportunity for us to come together collectively in sorrow and solidarity to express our condolences for the victims who have passed away, to express our solidarity, to embark on the search and rescue for those who are still trapped under the rubble, and also for a swift recovery for those who have been rescued and are currently in medical facilities. I know Singaporeans feel deep compassion for the people in Myanmar. This earthquake is supposed to have been the worst that has affected Myanmar in 100 years, and the extent of damage, I'm sure, is unprecedented. So far, the SCDF has deployed the Ops Lionheart team. This consists of about 80 persons who, in fact, arrived in Naypyidaw yesterday. In addition, the Singapore Red Cross has embarked on a fundraising campaign from the public. They have already set aside $150,000. The Singapore government will match with a further $150,000. And I'm sure Singaporeans, out of the deep compassion of our hearts, will donate generously. These funds will be used for urgent and immediate humanitarian assistance to be delivered to the victims of the earthquake in Myanmar. We stand ready to deliver further tranches of humanitarian assistance over the next few days, depending on how the situation evolves. We hope that there will be an effective ceasefire so that everyone in Myanmar can focus on dealing with the humanitarian disaster which has occurred. And in the longer run, we still hope for national reconciliation and for long-term peace and reconstruction.